Your Excellency, firstly, I want to thank you for your time, and we can start with a short introduction. If you can introduce yourself to our listeners.
Anwar Imanov, I'm ambassador of Azerbaijan to Croatia.
And how long have you been staying here in Croatia?
Around a year and a half.
How would you rate the relationship between the Republic of Croatia and the Republic of Azerbaijan?
Well, Azerbaijan and Croatia enjoying friendship and strategic partnership. The relations of strategic partnership have been established between our nations in 2013, and since then we continuously developing mutually beneficial cooperation between two countries in all spheres. We have excellent political dialogue, active cooperation in between different state organizations of our countries. I want to say that if we just for a second just a look on the past half year, we can see that in September we had a visit of Minister of Foreign Affairs of Azerbaijan to Croatia. In October, Deputy Foreign Minister of Azerbaijan to Croatia. In November, the visit of Prime Minister of Croatia to Azerbaijan. And then sometime earlier this month, we had political consultations in Azerbaijan and visit of Deputy Foreign Minister of Croatia to Azerbaijan. In March, we are planning to hold Intergovernmental Commission on Economic Cooperation. So when we just see, we can, of course, see that this is an active dialogue. And it is, of course, indication of the interest of both sides on further deepening mutual beneficial cooperation. Of course, I mentioned the visit of Mr. Prime Minister Plenković. It was indeed a very important visit. It was a very beneficial visit, and I'm sure that this visit would definitely contribute to further developing and strengthening cooperation and partnership between Azerbaijan and Croatia. We have quite an active cooperation in the energy sphere. Azerbaijan significantly contributes to energy security of Croatia. But energy is not the only field in which we intend to deepen our cooperation in trade and economy. So both sides are actively involved on negotiations on identifying the most potential fields of cooperation between two sides in order to further boost and develop. So I'm pretty confident that in the soonest future we will see significant development of all in all, cooperation between two sides and in economy and trade in particular.
And what is your main goal as the ambassador?
So my main goal of mine, is probably the main goal of any ambassador, is to do my utmost to develop relations between our nations. Diplomats, embassies, ambassadors, they are bridges between the nations. So I'm trying to play my role of bridge as good as it is possible.
And the main reason why we are here today, yesterday it was 32 years since the Khojaly genocide happened. So why is this anniversary so important, and what does it mean for your country and your people today?
So yes, 32 years ago, on the night from 25th to 26th of February 1992, Armenian armed forces committed genocide in the town of Khojaly of Azerbaijan. I have to say that after the collapse of Soviet Union in early 90s, Armenia occupied about 20% of Azerbaijan territories. And during the occupation, occupying forces, they committed serious crimes. They committed war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. And it happened in the city of Kocaeli, which was town of Kocaeli, which was surrounded, and during the night it was attacked. Armenian attacked it with the help of Soviet regiment numbers 366. So they had heavy weaponry, while the defenders of the town didn't have. Actually, town was, mainly in the town there were civilians. So, but it didn't stop the Armenian occupiers, and they attacked the city in the night, and they killed hundreds of people, injured a lot, mainly children and women, and it was a big tragedy. It was a big tragedy, and the corpses of those who were killed were brought to the nearest Azerbaijani town, and in that town there were a lot of foreign journalists. So the fact that those journalists saw this, that's the result of that massacre, of that mass killing, it made that tragedy to be known widely. There was a lot of articles in key international press those days. So, of course, every year we pay tribute to memory of those who were killed, but also we want to raise knowledge about that crime. We want such crimes never happen anywhere else. And also what is very important for us, we want perpetrators of this terrible crime to be brought to account. So accountability is extremely important for preventing crimes in the future. Unfortunately, those who committed Kocaeli genocide, they kept enjoying their lives. They were treated as heroes in the country. And one of perpetrators, a former president of Armenia, he actually, in his interview to British journalist Thomas Deval, he said that, yes, we committed this crime. And he said that Azerbaijan saw that we would not raise hand to civilians, and it happened what happened. So, but even when the leader of nation, he himself says that, yes, we committed this crime, but no punishment follows. So this is a problem. This is a problem also of international justice system, which doesn't have enough tools to bring to account all those who commit crimes of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. So the goal of today's conference is to bring information about this terrible tragedy to the attention of our Croatian friends, to spread information about this tragedy. And I hope that we will achieve this goal.
Well, thank you very much. This will be all.
Thank you.